home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Big deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Stoops Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Stoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Back at it on a Monday here at WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. It was a great week out at the fair. I sure do enjoy
I love being out there with the kids.
Yeah.
It was hot. I will admit, this is because of the wildfires and the air quality issues. I did have a little trouble with my asthma, so did my son. He told me it's the first time he had to use his inhaler in a very long time.
Sure.
So, but other than that,
well, yeah, we had a freaking blast. Look across the field and it's,
well, it's like foggy. Pure smoke.
Yes.
And it's weird. I think it's because of the night air and how the night air holds things down, but the air quality actually got worse at night. And we were talking, I think it was Wednesday night? Yeah. No, it was actually Thursday night when the, either went, I don't know, God, the fairway just runs together.
Yeah,
but anyway, one of those nights we were watching the heat index. And as the temperature was going down, the heat index was actually going up. And we hit 103 mm-hmm. heat index at the fairgrounds.
Oh, I believe that every bit of that.
Yeah. And kudos to the kids doing Master Showman. I will admit, the show arena, of course, we had to go out to the horse arena for the very first part. But the show arena has been nice and comfortable pretty much all week mm-hmm. with all the fans and everything else. It really wasn't too bad.
I didn't think it was. And they walked out of the show arena and it was hot.
Yeah, exactly. But Thursday night during Supreme Showman, it was like the air just quit. And it sucked the life out of you. And those poor kids trying to do that in all mm-hmm. with that kind of pressure mentally and physically and then... you know, dealing with the extra, all of that, it was like, holy moly.
Absolutely. So other things happening in the world, of course, we were talking about FIFA. If you haven't heard yet, Spain beat Argentina 1-0 in extra overtime.
Yeah.
So there was that at the World Cup
over
the weekend.
Yeah, they say that was really, really tough. It was a very defensive game. So,
Also,
yeah.
I would like to say that Taco Bell has gotten a really rough rap. It turns out that the FDA says that Taylor Farms, that finding where they said it was a positive, was a false positive. Mm-hmm. So they are still trying to determine kind of exactly where all of this started. And
yeah,
have you been a little cautious about what you've been eating lately because of that? Or is you're just like, going on?
No. I mean, I still eat at the restaurants I want to eat at. Taco Bell's one of them, so it hasn't fazed me that way.
I felt like they got a bad rap, though,
because
it turns out it wasn't even that.
Yeah, and so here they are trying destroying product that they were fearful of mm-hmm. that they probably didn't need to destroy.
And I heard that Walmart had pulled some things off the shelves
they
as
did
well,
too.
And
well,
maybe
many
again,
retailers did.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
I'm not a bagged lettuce person anyway.
No, I've never seen you. I've never seen you have bagged lettuce. When she brings a salad in, she brings a whole head.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No matter what kind it is, romaine or leaf lettuce or whatever,
right.
I bring the whole head.
There were some pretty good memes out, though, about it after the event. So.
Yeah, they did get a bad rap, I think,
mm-hmm.
amongst others. But yeah, I'm just not a bagged lettuce person. I like to know... I like to wash my own lettuce and all that good stuff. So, I mean, I grow my own lettuce, so I know what can be out there in that dirt. I've seen the rabbits run through it and everybody else.
Oh, sure. You just never know. That's right.
No, you don't.
And that movie, what's the new movie? The Odyssey?
Yeah.
Have you seen all of the trailers and everything for that?
I have not watched anything for The Odyssey. I haven't had time. I mean, I'm still trying to watch all the previews of Devil Wears Prada, and it's now going to be on the satellite. So I haven't had
a good weekend at the box office.
I'm sure it did. It looks like
it's
fantastic.
So many names.
Well, yeah, it's a big name movie. It really does. I don't know.
Pat Day had to chime in about the Taco Bell lettuce. You can imagine.
Yeah. All right, Patrick.
No, I would like to see that movie very much.
Yes, I would. That's one of those movies that I don't really want to wait for it.
Right.
That's one I would really like to see in the theater. Most of the time, I have no problem waiting for it to come out, you know, either DVD or on the satellite, you know, catch it, Netflix, whoever's going to carry it. And catch it that way. But that one I would like to see in the theater.
Now, this is something I wondered about. This comes from Yosemite National Park in California. A hiker identified as Grace suffered heat exhaustion just 2 miles into a trail and required a helicopter evacuation, according to video footage posted on social media. Mm-hmm. Rescue teams treated the woman on the trail, monitoring her condition and providing aid before she was airlifted out. Her hiking group may be responsible then for an estimated $70,000 cost for the helicopter rescue.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that.
Yes.
Would not doubt that a bit. But I'm sorry. Why would you want to be out there in the extreme heat that has been across the whole freaking country and hike? I mean, I'm sorry, but duh. You know?
I don't know what time of the day she went. Maybe it was supposed
to be
a
cool morning. The air quality sucks because I got, you know, Colorado's got fires going on too, and that smoke's going everywhere throughout the West and, you know, Midwest. So, and then, of course, Minnesota and Canada, and we're getting the after effects of that, of which I'm, yeah, you want to talk our government. I'm not real happy with our government. They're like pointing a lot of fingers at Canada for the smoke. And I'm sorry, but Canada sent down air, you know, they sent down water planes and everything else to help
Trump
us.
Trump says he's offered. He's offered to help.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
I have a hard time believing he offered to help anything because all he did was sit and complain about it. So.
Well, I'm not saying he doesn't complain, but he did. I saw this morning on the news where he was said he offered help.
And he finally, after he got pressured into it. So,
well,
yeah.
There was an accident on, I think it was I-70 this morning, a semi wrecked with lots of produce on it. So they're diverting that, but the road is just covered in veggies. So
hate to see that.
I do too, but oh my goodness.
Wow.
What a mess on the roads, right?
Yeah.
So the Indiana Fever, they're doing well. They're playing well.
Yeah. Defense.
They're playing well.
They're not doing bad, but the defense still needs a lot of work. They played better against New York, but I honestly don't think New York was playing their best at all. They really did not look like they normally do. So I was kind of, and New York has now lost like 7 or 8 here, almost in a row. So they're having a slump. So, but yeah, Indiana still, they looked a lot better against New York. Their defense looked a lot better, a lot more consistent than it did the night before. So
I saw this. This is, I don't believe everything I read. So this, I just saw this morning. The U.S. housing market has reached its most unaffordable level in history, according to data. Inflation adjusted home prices tracked by the Case-Shiller index relative to CPI have climbed well above the 2006 bubble peak, with the index hitting new records in 2026. Price-to-home ratios have also surged to around 5 times median household income nationally, approaching or matching multi-decade highs in many markets.
I hate to say it, but I could almost believe that.
High home prices combined with elevated mortgage rates and tight inventory have priced out large numbers of buyers, particularly first-time and younger households.
Well, heck yeah. They ain't making nothing. How are they going to buy a house?
That's what, you know what, though? They are making something. How many?
To an extent, but you got to stop and think. The ones who are pulling down a decent paycheck are also trying to pay off huge college loans because their college, their expenses for college are like 5 times higher than what they were 10, 15 years ago.
I think that, but not everybody's going to college. And they're still making, some of them, not everyone, but they're still making pretty decent money. It's, houses are just crazy priced. Interest rates are crazy. So it's hard to get in. I mean, I totally get it. But I mean, what, I don't know what, there are some places, because we have some folks that have been trying to get employees, and they are competing with places. I mean, what's Walmart's starting salary?
Couldn't tell you.
I'm sure it's $15 an hour or so.
Could be.
I would like to know that. If you know, let me know. I mean, that's a pretty decent starting rate if you don't have a degree and you're just getting out of high school. So it's...
Yeah.
The housing market's just crazy.
It's not bad, but when you're paying, when rent and mortgage payments are over $1,000 a month, And then you got to try and tap insurance and everything else on there because you got to insure your investment. There's not much left. Even if you're starting out at $15 an hour, there's nothing left.
No, I'm not saying you're getting rich. That's not what I mean by all of that. I do think it's hard to get into the housing market if you're a young married couple.
Yeah.
And then if you want to have a child, you either delay or you have a child, but yet, you know, things are tight, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, the rate of inflation and the rate of interest rates and all of that has exploded over the last and I'm just going to go back 10 to 15 years. You don't have to go back very far to see that explosion.
Did you see there's a new baby in politics?
A new baby.
Usha Vance gave birth to her fourth child, our vice president.
Oh.
It's the first, Vance 40 is the first woman since the 1870s to give birth while her husband is vice president. That's a minute.
Yeah.
That's a long time. I didn't realize we hadn't had babies in the White House for that long.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I kind of, as I think back, most of our presidents are older, or vice presidents,
sure,
you know, are older.
Yeah.
And since he's only 40, that's kind of cool. That's kind of like a good news thing, right?
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Well, it's always good to see a new baby.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I was trying to find some other things on the news. You know, we'd love to hear from you. 659-3338.
Kudos to them to try and raise a young family in this environment. I mean, especially in a political environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I wonder what it's like to have a kid in the White House. I wonder what it's like to have been a kid that's lived there.
You can actually listen to
the Obama girls and the Bush girls. And
you can go online and hear them talk about it. It's not what everybody thinks it is.
I think it'd be tough.
Yeah.
I think it'd be tough to be a president's child.
It is very hard. And they'll tell you that. Of course, the Bush girls were interesting characters anyway. And they'll tell you some of the adventures that they had. So some of the adventures of mom and dad waiting up on them, too. So, but yeah.
And then to have, you know, security follow you around.
Yeah.
I mean, even into your adulthood.
And the spotlight on you continuously.
Yes. I think that would be very hard.
To me, that would be the worst of it, especially for a kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, there's some interesting interviews online that the girls have done and been very honest about all of it. So,
yeah. Think that would be tough. I mean, just to go to high school.
Yeah.
I mean, here's your high school normal. I mean, that would be tough. And then if you went to college,
yeah,
I just think that would be hard.
Well, most of it was all private school and everything by that time when they got to that point. But yeah, very tough to be able to handle all of that stuff. Still a lot of stuff getting ready to happen this weekend, though, besides besides the hot dog festival. By the way, folks, if you like NASCAR, we got two races this weekend.
We do, don't we? Holy cow.
In Indiana.
We do.
These are both happening at the Motor Speedway, and we have the tickets. We actually have tickets, and if you're listening to Matt, you have a chance to win tickets. We have 250, the Pennzoil 250, which is the Xfinity Series. I call it the Junior NASCAR. Those tickets are, the race is on Saturday, and the weather looks great this weekend. So not going to be too hot. And that one's on Saturday. And then Sunday, we will be giving away tickets for the Brickyard 400.
Awesome.
And we're going to be carrying both races on the radio on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. I apologize to anybody listening to the race last night. IndyCar Series kept hanging on, hoping that the weather would break in Nashville, and it didn't. When it did finally break, they had the track almost ready to go. In fact, they were calling drivers back to start getting their cars ready to get back out on the field, and it cut loose again. So they didn't even get half the race in, so they couldn't even call the race last night. And it will be back on, I don't know if you'll be able to watch it on TV or not, or what, but they're going to try and start it again at 3 this afternoon. So,
okay.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to it.
to finish it?
So I'm going to try, sure. But if we can't latch onto it, I just apologize to everybody who stuck around waiting for that rain delay to end. So,
in other news, think of the dumbest thing you could possibly fight over during a divorce. It's worse than a $49 toaster oven. How about a tattered old yearbook that was collecting dust inside a filing cabinet? Celebrity divorce lawyer James Sexton has gone viral for all the crazy demands he's had to deal with. One of his million-dollar clients, in fact, fought over a wooden spoon. That explains why they're getting a divorce if they were that nitpicky. Another debated the value of a half-full bottle of dish soap. And that $49 toaster oven, it was the thing that unraveled a $20 million divorce.
Oh, good grief.
Holy cow.
I mean, the wooden spoon, I would say if it was a family heirloom or something like that, but or a collector from a, if it was a celebrity thing, if it was a collector from a movie they did or something like that.
Still, that's a bit much, isn't it?
They ought to be able to keep it if it's theirs.
Here's one for you. If you still haven't come up with something nice to do for your mother, here's something that'll make you feel guilty. A new study has found that more than two-thirds of American moms consider themselves to be the household's full-time cleaning staff. 57% of moms say they do all the cooking. About half consider themselves the family guidance counselor, event planner, and chauffeur. And maybe that's why the study also found that without them, the typical American household would turn to chaos in less than a day. You buy that?
In some households,
in some households,
yes.
I agree. Not in all.
Not in all.
But in some.
But in some, yes.
It could be a little bit of chaos.
Sometimes it could be 50-50. Sometimes it could be 75-25. Sometimes it can be 99-1. But, you know, I think it just depends on the situation of that particular moment.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
We have a caller on the line.
That's all as far as I'm going to go with that discussion. So.
Good morning. You're on Party Line.
Hi, Cindy. This is your cousin Peggy in Rocheville.
Hi, Peggy. How are you today?
I'm okay, and I want to give a shout out to the Forest Baptist Church.
Please do.
I have a couple of friends that I see in Rocheville, like at the library and the post office and things, and they told me about the event last evening that the church sponsored at the firehouse. And I'd never been to the firehouse. I know they have coffee there regularly, but I never remembered to go. So I went last evening. They had hot dogs and ice cream and lots of talk, and I had a good time, and I met a lot of people. I saw some I'd known. I saw others that, you know, maybe I knew years ago or knew their families, and lots of new people in Forest, too. So it was just a good community event and a nice place to hold it. So.
Well, that's nice. What else have you been up to? Because you do a little traveling. You get around to some places in the state and do lots of little things. What else have you been up to lately?
Well, last week I went to the amateur circus in Peru on Monday night. Tuesday night I went to Indianapolis to First Friends meeting on Kessler Boulevard to hear a program by an acquaintance of mine about the Underground Railroad, and there were it was packed. There were at least 60 people there.
Sure.
And let's see, what else did I go to? Kokomo Park Band on Wednesdays up through the end of July, and I don't know.
Well, tell us about the Peru Circus. The circus is always fun.
Yeah, it's over now, but it ended with the parade. I've never been to the parade. I believe they say it's second largest parade in Indiana after the 500 Festival.
Is the circus?
But it's about 200. You have to live in Miami County, and the students are between age 5 and 19, and they've trained all year, and they have high wire acts, the older, and then the little ones are running around, and, you know, they ride unicycles, they do trapezes, they do Roman ladders. But the best part of it is the band, because it's a live circus band, and they play the whole show, and it's all coordinated with the acts they're doing. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing what they can do over there. Peggy, by the way, lives kind of over in the Rocheville area, and you guys have a lot of things going on over there as well. What's going on with some of the organizations that you hang out with? Anything coming up that we need to know about?
Well, the library has lots of programs going on with the summer reading. I mean, if I don't get my parking place up there, then I can't get there or can't get in and out.
You mean they don't have one designated spot just for you after all these years?
Well, yeah, they do, but I can't always get into it. So anyway, it's under the shade tree. The Saturday, they're having the annual bike rodeo. And the police will be there, and I think there'll be maybe a nurse educator there telling you about bike safety, and they give away bikes and give away helmets, and I'm not sure how, you know, local merchants, not all, but some sponsor, you know, support that, but they have a lot of programs going on. And then the Lions Club has things going on, and then Turnabout has things going on. You know, Turnabout celebrating its fifth year, and that's the community resource center that's across from the post office, and it's open for days, and it's where people who are having trouble or families who maybe are in some kind of trouble can go and get help.
Sure.
And so they're having their fifth annual, I forget what they call it, but it's up in August, and it's going to be at the Jeff Stout Center. So, well, I don't know.
The Lions Club's busy over there. You guys do a lot of things over there with the Lions Club.
Yeah, Lori at the library now is the president. They've had four women presidents, so they've got it sort of down to pat, you know. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm missing. They have morning coffee on Mondays up there. The Lions sponsor that. And then they'll be having the craft show the first Saturday in October. And I think it's held both at the Lions Club and at the Jeff Stout Center. And they have, I think, all the vendors' spots are taken. And there's an organization called Richville Community Outreach that meets monthly. And I didn't get to it this month, but I always read the minutes and know what's going on. And they try to coordinate things that are going on because there are so many things.
There are. There's
we have something
happening.
New.
Oh, what's that?
We have the Angry Donkey is serving evening meals Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes.
And Waddell's are serving on Wednesdays, and it's at the end of my street where Skelgash used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Settler's Yard, and they have renovated, and they have tents up, and you sit out under the tents. Now, the last two Friday and Saturday nights it storms, so I don't think they had very many people, but I don't know. You sit out under the lights, and they serve from 5 to 8, I believe it is.
Sure. It looks
and
like it's nice.
In there. So, anyway, some things have left Roosevelt. Subway's gone. It's for lease, so I don't know if we'll ever get anything in there, but we have the pop-up, and it's sort of staying in the old barbershop. The Paisley Porch, which is the quilt shop that Lori Thomas has, and they give lessons, and they're open of evenings on the weekends.
Yeah, a lot happens over in that little town, doesn't it?
I guess if you there's a lot of traffic through here anymore because of those years it was. It's all torn up because NDOT's here changing all of the entries.
Yeah,
down to the streets.
They're doing the ADA work. Yeah.
Yes, they just did it not that long ago. But somebody that works for NDOT away from here, but he told me that I saw him at a church meeting and I was talking to him. He said, "Well, it's the federal regulations why they're having to do it." So You never know whether you can get across 26.
But anyway, it's busy there.
Yeah, I didn't go to the Howard County Fair. I'm not a Greentown person. Now, the Historical Society had something on of showing about the fair. They said the first Howard County Fair was held in 1850 in New London. Well, New London wanted to be the county seat, but it was settled first, that end of the county. And then in 1910 to 17, or 07 to 17, I believe it was. They've got a picture of it. Richville had a fairgrounds. It was out where McClure's is, out east, but across in the field behind the houses that are there now.
Right.
And our great well, my great-grandfather, Floyd, it'd be your great-great-grandfather or whoever, whatever, was big in that, you know, horse racing was big. I remember my grandparents, but they loved to come to the horse racing at Frankfurt, you know, but they grew up with horses. You know, I hear you talking about your grandpa saying he farmed with horses, you know, when he began, and so that was what was, you know, important, and they wanted to see the livestock run, I guess. So anyway, but I'm not into that, so I don't go to the Greentown Fair. I was a 4-H'er, of course, and I support 4-H, but, you know, I don't. So, but I'd like to listen to you guys talk and hear things that are of interest to me if I'm in range. I don't think I can even get you in Kokomo anymore. So I have to put off going to the laundromat till you guys are old.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
So, okay, well, that's, I guess, about all I know in Rocheville. Oh, well, Fire Pizza is a bit, I've never eaten there. But
oh, their pizzas are good.
Mm-hmm. They got great salads,
their meatball subs are good, too, yes.
Yeah, I eat the salads. They got
and
great
they
salads.
They bought what was Orr's Garage, and so it's in production again because they have their pro kitchen business there.
Yes.
And anyway, so I'm going, some of the clubs I belong to do things in the summer, so tomorrow I'm going to the Hostess House in Marion, and have you ever been there?
No.
No,
Well, it's a historic mansion in, on the near west side of Marion, and it's, it's maintained by volunteers, and but they serve lunch there on weekdays. And I've been there a few times with, at Christmas time, Rocheville. You know, we take a trip every month, Rocheville does. Now, we're going to Lovensport to the Batman Museum later this month. Did you ever hear that?
Well, I did only because yes, Scott Allen, what my previous co-host, was a huge Batman fan, so I've heard of that.
So I guess I'll go at the day I can go. But anyway, we went to the Hostess House at Christmas time. It's always decorated up pretty, and then next month, one of my organizations, PEO, we're going to go to the Pipe Creek Mercantile, and I didn't even ever see it before, but it's 5 miles north of Grissom Air Base, and it's on the same corner where Pipe Creek School is on the west side, and I'm always looking at it. Well, it's on the east side, so it's like 50 vendor booths, you know, but well-curated antique-type booths.
Sure.
And you can have lunch there, and I think they have a B&B, too, so... anyway, getting around, you don't have to go far.
No, you don't. There's lots to see close to home. I've said that many times. You're right, Peggy.
Right.
Well, so, thank you for calling in today. Yeah. This has been fun.
Okay, well, I, you know, anytime. I hear you, and I, both of you, and I like to hear you, so just keep chattering.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
All right. Be safe. Bye-bye. I just saw this really quickly, and I want to let folks know, I know we're past the 9:30 mark, but this is coming up this week. The Blessing of the Truck.
Yes.
The new Bush truck.
Yes.
It's this Wednesday, and that's, of course, with our Frankfurt Fire Department. It's Wednesday, 5 p.m., Frankfurt Fire Headquarters, so that's at 201 South Clay Street in Frankfurt, and this is the new Center Township purchased brush truck, and so it's the Blessing of the Truck coming up on Wednesday. The public is welcome to provide the first wash and push in the ceremony for the new brush truck, and they appreciate everybody coming out,
yeah,
so
it's
coming up at 5 o'clock
excited.
On Wednesday at Frankfurt Fire Headquarters, and they have a photo over here. Wow. It looks great.
It's a beautiful truck. I know the last time Matt was here, he kind of showed us the preliminary truck and everything, but yeah, it is gorgeous.
Okay, so that's coming up Wednesday at 5 o'clock. So, and then Kim will be in this week to talk all about the Hot Dog Festival, which is coming up this weekend, and so you can listen for that and everything else that we have scheduled. Again, we had guests scheduled today, it just didn't work out, but I get it, you know. Life is life. That's how it goes sometimes. We appreciate you listening as well. Thanks to Peggy for calling in. You can call in with Shan tomorrow if you have questions or comments. 659-3338. Have a great and safe day, everybody.